CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I suppose I should feel guilty saying so, but I kind of like having dinner with just the two of us these days, don't you?
I kind of miss Betsy, though. I guess she doesn't miss us.
No, she's having a good time at camp.
How do we know? She doesn't even bother writing. Listen. Was that Bobby?
Huh? Was what, Bobby? I didn't hear anything.
Thought I heard a little cry.
Well, if it was, I'm sure it was in his sleep. I just dumped him in his crib and he went right to sleep. Boy, he was tired.
I know.
Oh. Speaking of being tired, the boss told me a funny story today.
Pass the stump, have a waiting.
Unusual for him, you know. Anyhow, seems the other night he decided to go to bed early, you know,
Thank
get a good
you.
Night's sleep. And, well, as always happens. Now what?
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Now, go on.
Well, now, what is it, obviously? I can't go on telling a story while you sit here suddenly looking frantic about it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Just get mad. And I'm not frantic. Not frantic at all. It's just that I suddenly remembered something. Would you excuse me for just a minute, dear? I want to look for something.
What did you lose now?
I didn't say I lost anything. I don't know why you always... Well, it's my diamond ring.
What?
I just noticed that I didn't have it on. I remember washing my hands, you know, and I want to look for it.
Oh, no, not again. Well, your ring is certainly not in the kitchen here anywhere.
It has to be. I remember distinctly starting to get dinner, and I washed my hands and took my ring off.
All right, now, you were standing here by the sink?
Yes. Well, naturally, I was going to wash my hands.
All right. Now, stand right there. Now, you're going to wash your hands.
Uh-huh.
You take the ring off, presumably,
yes.
And...
Yes.
All right, now, where would you put it?
In the windowsill. I put it right in this little ashtray on the windowsill. I'm sure that I did.
Well, I'm sure you might have. Like all people who don't smoke, you put everything except ashes in my ashtray. Buttons and earrings and bobby pins, stamps, safety pins,
anything. Look, please, I am upset anyhow.
Well, I get upset, too, every time I have to empty an ashtray before I can even use it.
Why do you go into all that now?
Probably
no.
Because it makes me so darn mad the way you're so careless. You're always washing your hands, taking off your ring, putting it down somewhere. Boy, I wish I had a dollar for every time you've lost your diamond ring.
I have never lost it. We have always found it.
And never where you were positive that you put it down.
Well, I know that I washed my hands before I started to get dinner and that I took my ring off.
Well, it's not in the windowsill. In fact, it doesn't seem to be anywhere in the kitchen unless it got brushed off into the sink and you wrapped it up in some garbage.
No. No, I didn't do that. Let me think. No, I haven't wrapped up any garbage.
Look, wait a minute. Maybe you took the ring off on your way to the kitchen, huh?
Huh?
You know, maybe you're on your way to the kitchen and absentmindedly you just kind of set it down without thinking, perhaps on the buffet as you walk through the dining room, something like that.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't remember doing it, though, dear. I mean, I don't remember doing that.
Well, let's try. Let's retrace your journey to the kitchen now.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. Here.
Look on the buffet.
You were
here.
Now, I don't know. It's not on the buffet.
Wait a minute. Look in the silver tray right
on
the
teapot
there.
No,
it's not
there. Now, wait. No. Could you have taken it off and put it in your purse? You said you went over to Ann Lundell's for lunch.
No, I looked in my purse. Not there.
You sure?
Yeah, I looked in the coin purse part of everything and the zipper part. I thought of all that.
Well, could you have washed your hands over there, over at Ann's, and taken your ring off?
No. I had the ring on during lunch. I know that I had it when I was there. We were eating. Eleanor was there, too, and she commented on it. On the ring. I mean, you know. She said, oh, I've always just loved your diamond ring. It's the prettiest setting I've ever seen. We talked about diamond rings because Anne is having her mother's diamond ring set, and I know that I have...
All right. Now, take it easy. It's not in the sugar bowl, either, or the cream pitcher, two of your favorite hiding places. Honestly, I just cannot understand why... Why, when you have a nice jewel box, you don't put the ring in there when you take it off? No, you always pick a windowsill or a sugar bowl or an ashtray.
Go back out and finish your dinner. It's all right. I'll book mic'd up. I'm going upstairs and look at
it. No, I'll come up, too. Go ahead.
Don't stop pushing. I would rather you didn't. I feel awful without you bawling me out every second.
Come on. Look, I am sorry to be unpleasant, but if this were the first time instead of the 1,000th time that you have misplaced that ring.
Well, you lose things, too. Your car keys, for example. Every day. We race around.
I guess you're right. All right, now listen, could you have washed your hands in the bathroom instead of downstairs, maybe?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, I suppose so. I'm so upset I can't even think. I just don't know what
well,
I
Well, now,
did.
Let's look. While you try to remember everything you did this afternoon, we'll look. With. Now, when you came home from Ann's...
I came right upstairs and put Bobby in there for his... Oh! Wait a minute. Before I put him down for his nap, he had a lollipop and he was sticky. So I washed him off a bit in here, in our bathroom, and I remember now... Yes, I was. I was here in this bathroom. Yes, I was. Oh, I bet I took it off.
All right. Now, where would you have laid it down, huh? It's not on the glass shelf, huh?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, honey. The bathtub.
Bathtub? You took a bath?
No, but I washed Bobby's face and hands, and when I grabbed the towel... Oh, I remember now I heard something, you know, kind of go plink in the bathtub.
Something go plink in the bathtub?
Yes, and I looked, but there was nothing in here. Nothing in here. But could it have been my ring? Oh, could it have gone down the drain, do you suppose, down here? Oh.
Get the flashlight while I take off the drain cover. Oh, come on, will you? What are you doing? I don't want to spend the whole evening crouched in the bathtub with a flashlight.
Can you still see the rain down the drain?
Yes, I can, but hurry up with the pencil and the bubble gum, will you?
Yeah, I had to look for the bubble gum. Betsy hides everything, and when I found it, I had to chew it before I could stick it on the pencil. Here.
Yeah.
I also brought the long tweezer tongs I use for Bobby's formula bottles when I sterilize.
No, I don't want tweezers.
Get down into the drain with that.
I'm afraid I'll displace the ring, trying to pick it up. Here, now, could you hold the flashlight, do you think?
Well, if there is room, two of us in the tub here.
No, just squeeze in between the sink and the tub and hold the flashlight so I can see down the drain. That's
you
right.
You really should have taken your shoes off at least before you got in the tub.
Well,
you're scratching all the enamel
just
on
just hold the flashlight down so I can see something, will you? Yeah, now keep it steady. Be safe. This is kind of tricky.
I'm sorry, but I'm in such an awkward position. I'm nothing to brace myself.
Never mind. Steady now.
Can you see it? Can you see the ring?
Yes, I think I'm getting it.
Are you?
Oh, no. Yes,
really?
The ring stuck to the gum, then it dropped off again. All right. Now, hold the flashlight steady now.
I am trying.
I can just see. Steady.
Can you see it?
Yes, just. Yeah, I'm getting it. I got it. Keep your fingers crossed now. I gotta bring it up easy. I got it!
Oh,
are you doing?
I'm sorry!
Turn it off, will you?
Oh, God. Sorry, dear. I lost my balance and grabbed something to brace myself. I didn't think about it being the shower faucet.
Oh,
well, I was in an awkward position bending over the tub and you kept yelling to hold the flashlight steady. Sorry, dear. It's the suit you just had cleaned and pressed, isn't it?
Yes, it's the suit.
Well, got the ring.
Yes. Yes, I have
good.
The ring.
Thank you, dear. Go ahead and lecture me. I deserve it.
Look, the next time I'll wear my bathing suit.
There won't be a next time, dear. Really. I promise to be more careful.
I've heard that before, too.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.